the United States is experiencing and will continue to experience a return to Catholicism in incredible ways, something that was predicted 200 years ago by Alexis de Tocqueville. But there is one spiritual force that is standing in its way that we have never conquered. We're going to talk about that in today's video. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. 200 years ago, the philosopher Alexis de Tocqueville, now this is from an article, listen to this, predicted that Americans would either totally abandon Christianity or convert to Catholicism, writing, "Our descendants will tend increasingly to divide into only two parts, some leaving Christianity entirely and others embracing the Church of Rome." Because at the end of the day, if you think about it from his perspective as a philosopher, humans always go in one direction or another. Either towards the truth and its logic, and embracing anything else just does not making any sense, or by saying, look, we don't want to go in that direction, so nothing is true. And that's where we find our society. We find our society either going in the extreme of truth and with the grace of God eventually finding it, or saying things like, well, whatever is your truth. And you know what? There are no truths. This tyranny of relativism that Pope Benedict XVI rightly pointed out was right at our door. However, there is one spiritual force that we have never really conquered, none other than Islam. Since its beginning, no matter what the church has done, it's still there. In many ways, we see the fall of Protestantism. We see people coming out of it and converting, sometimes in large numbers. We see the same types of things with atheism, that despite that being there, in many parts, it's lost its hold, although it has taken hold in different ways in Europe through materialism and secularism, which are essentially the kind of modern equivalents of atheism. But with Islam, we haven't yet conquered it. And this is what's happening. The United States is moving towards Catholicism, and I predict the conversion of President Trump, which will impart to our country waves of grace that we have never seen. This is coming sooner than you can possibly imagine. I first said it some weeks ago, some months ago, with the election of Pope Leo, and maybe perhaps some of you think I'm crazy, but some things are happening in our country right now that you do not know of, that are absolutely incredible. And when you hear about them, you will see we are moving in this direction. So this Catholic tide is coming up. Something absolutely wonderful is happening in our country. Something like the conversion of Rome will happen here. But something else is also growing in the East. Something is coming from the Middle East that is already covering with its shadow all of Europe. Now, for those of us in the United States, we don't talk about this. We don't hear this. It's not talked about because it's not newsworthy. But I was just in Ireland and over there, and there is this very popular video by Matt Frad, Pints with Aquinas, that the man talks about that. I think he lives in the UK, and they see the massive influx of immigrants, most of which are Muslim, and they initially pretend to want to enculturate, but they have no intention to do so. They want to bring their culture, and they want to make Europe Islam. What they weren't able to do in the Middle Ages, they want to do right now. And all of Europe is trembling because for the most part, as Alexis de Tocqueville predicted, you go in one or two directions, either Catholicism or atheism. Even Nietzsche essentially said the same thing, that we either go this way or that way. At the end of the day, the middle logically and intellectually makes no sense. And Europe has fallen for the most part to secularism, or a type of atheistic secularism. And in that vacuum, Islam is coming to take over. And they are taking no prisoners. They want full conversion. Now, let me make it clear. Our enemies are not Muslims, but Islam. We need to convert every single Muslim to the Catholic faith. We want them to be fully into and integrated the family of God. We want them to be our brothers and sisters. So I want to give you 5 spiritual weapons to help you in this battle. It's likely that we're not going to do it. The only one at the end of the day that can really convert the heart of any person is God alone. But these 5 spiritual weapons will give you great strength in doing so, and we need to see this as urgent for us to pray for their conversion. Because when Europe falls, we're next. The first spiritual weapon that I want to give you is Blessed Raymond Lull. Now, this is a book by Tan Books that is it's a very short book. He is the first missionary martyr to the Muslims. Ever heard of him? No, I'd never ever heard of this guy. And I love saints. I love reading about saints. I've read about a ton of saints, and I had never even heard that this guy existed. Blessed Raymond Lull was a Franciscan tertiary. He was a genius. He writes about things in that book. They talk about it that I think, where are these writings of this guy? This guy was an absolute genius. He did everything he could to try and convert the Muslims. He failed. Perhaps he converted a few, but eventually they saw his threat and he was martyred. So we need to ask for his intercession that we could complete and finish what he started. The second spiritual weapon that I want to give you is his spiritual father, Saint Francis of Assisi. Saint Francis of Assisi famously met with one of the leaders of Islam trying to convert him. I forget who it was that he met with. I'll kind of put that name down here. That's a famous story. I think there's a whole book about this, and we've forgotten this history that he went over there. Why would Franciscans make sense in converting Muslims? Because the Muslims, like, if you go and try to convert them, they will kill you. And the Franciscans own nothing. They hold no attachments to earth. So essentially they're like, look, I have nothing to lose. I might as well bring people into the Catholic faith. And that's exactly how it worked with St. Francis of Assisi. He tried, but he failed. I believe the famous words were something like, I would convert, but I can't because of my family. That's what that Muslim leader said to St. Francis of Assisi. He couldn't do it. But we, now that he's in heaven, can finish what he started. The third spiritual weapon that I want to give you is St. Miriam of Jesus Crucified. Last time I knew, she was blessed. She is a Carmelite. She lived, I believe, and died in Bethlehem. I was fortunate to go to her convent. So we were staying in a place just outside of Bethlehem. And to go into Bethlehem, any of you that have traveled in the Holy Land, is really complicated. I found out that there was a convent of Carmelites in Bethlehem. I did not know this. And that there was a blessed there she's known as the Little Arab. So I went there, and the nuns there had the grace to put over me the Carmelite cape that she would wear. All of us that went got that privilege. It wasn't just me. So they have this huge relic of hers. I'll see if I can put a picture of it here on the screen. But can you imagine the grace? They put the cape that she wore, the brown Carmelite. It's like when Elias asked Elijah, can you give me a double portion of your spirit? And what did he do? He gave him his cape. That was like the signal of his power. This was so many years ago. It was an awesome grace. And so we need to ask for her prayers for the conversion of every single Muslim. The fourth spiritual weapon that I want to give you is someone whose feast day we just celebrate, Saint Charbel, this hidden monk from Lebanon, from the Middle East, is powerful, powerful, powerful. He is greatly loved throughout the world, but I would say he is yet to be loved as he should. And we should run to him to place ourselves under his loving, prayerful guidance for the sake of converting every single Muslim. Little is known about his life other than he performed a few miracles, but then after his life, he has grown and loved in every single type of country, certainly in Middle Eastern Christianity, but among so many groups throughout the world. The fifth spiritual weapon that I want to place in your hands, and there's actually a sixth bonus one, is a blessed who I would say I have a man crush on. Now, I've made like 800 videos and I've never used this phrase. Wait till you read about this guy. This blew me away. He is a Dominican and his name is Blessed Anthony Nayrot. He was a Catholic, then he became Muslim, then Catholic, then martyred. This guy is crazy, and crazy is my favorite flavor. Let me tell you a little bit about this guy. After completing his theological studies, Blessed Anthony was ordained and ministered at Florence's San Marco Church. It was here where he came under the tutelage of St. Antoninus of Florence, the Archbishop of the city, one of the era's foremost minds, a man of great sanctity, and was also an early contributor to the distributivist theory. I don't know what that is. St. Antoninus, in turn, had been a student of Blessed John Dominici, a great reformer of the Dominican order. Though he enjoyed his friendship, Blessed Anthony grew dissatisfied with his apostolate and asked for a transfer to Sicily. En route there, his ship was captured by Moorish North African Muslims, pirates, and along with his fellow passengers was taken to Tunis. Apparently, for some unknown reason, the Caliph of Tunis took a liking to Blessed Anthony and treated him with relative respect and kindness. For one reason or another, perhaps because of Blessed Anthony's public preaching, he was ultimately put in prison and put on bread and water. Weakened by his diet, he soon collapsed. In order to save his life, he chose to renounce Christ and become a Muslim. His transformation to Islam was total and complete. In fact, he publicly and wholeheartedly gave himself over to translating the Quran into Latin. The Caliph adopted Blessed Anthony, who arranged for his marriage to a Turkish noblewoman. International news might travel at the speed of light now in the 21st century, but back in the 15th century, people were dependent upon visiting sailors for news about the world. On one such visit by some Italian sailors, Blessed Anthony came to learn of the death of his beloved mentor, Saint Antoninus. As the shock of this news seeped into Blessed Anthony, he came to repent of his decision to abandon the church. That night, he had a dream in which Saint Antoninus appeared to him. As a result of that mystical conversation, Blessed Anthony decided to repent of his choices and return to Christ, even though he knew Muslims would murder him for his apostasy. Anthony sought out a Dominican priest ministering to Christians in Tunis and tearfully confessed his sins. On Palm Sunday of AD 1460, the revert publicly asked his fellow Catholics there in Tunis for their forgiveness. They gladly gave it, and Blessed Anthony was immediately readmitted to the Dominican order. Wanting to witness to Christ more fully, he waited for the Caliph to hold a public procession through the city. At that, Blessed Anthony fearlessly took up a place before the Caliph's palace, proudly dressed in his black and white Dominican habit, and loudly proclaimed his faith. The furious Caliph immediately ordered Blessed Anthony to be stoned to death. 4 days later, on Holy Thursday in the year of our Lord, 1460, Blessed Anthony was murdered. Then they paid incredible amounts of money to get his body back to Rivoli. Pilgrims flocked to his tomb, and great miracles were reported through the friar's intercession. So for any of you that have ever been Catholic and left and repented of that and feel embarrassed about that, know that he's an incredible saint for you, because great miracles were reported at his tomb, because he came back to Christ so much more fully. He, I think, could be one of our secret weapons in the conversions of Muslims. Notice that these five saints and blesseds did not complete, they did not accomplish what they wanted, their mission of converting Muslims to the Catholic faith. But with their powers combined, we can do this now. One last spiritual weapon that covers all of them, and with them, I think, will be our battering ram. You know what I'm about to say, the rosary. It's what won the Battle of Lepanto, that famous battle between the Catholic world and what at the time was Islam, the rosary, especially under the title of Our Lady of Fatima. We know that Fatima is the name of one of Muhammad's favorite daughters, and there is something there. There's something mysterious happening there from the country of Portugal, that it was promised they would not lose a faith, the only one of Europe. There in that tiny, humble country, we have our answer. Under this title of Our Lady of Fatima, with the power of the rosary and these five saints and many other saints whom I don't even know of, we can win this battle and bring Muslims into the Catholic faith. This is what we need to do. No matter how difficult it will be, no matter how much persecution we will face, we can and must do it. And if we don't, the consequences will be dire, because Islam is not going to take any prisoners. If we hide from this one, they will come and they will find us and they will force us to proclaim their faith. So the choice is yours, either Catholicism or Islam. We must proclaim the same thing that these saints did, Catholicism or death. There is no other choice. My friends, if this video has inspired you, please subscribe and like and support this channel through Buy Me a Coffee. I'll see you in the next one.